I really don't have a very good feeling about this.
They do. That's not wearing makeup. That's just putting a little bit of foundation on a big zit so people don't stare at it, because I'm 37. By now, I should be able to be free of that. Just saying. I must be pretty good at applying it. That's as far as I can get. I had many weird dreams as a child. Mm. It's even just silly to say, but it really, really spooked me.
Mm.
It was a chook that would attack me. Not really attack, but it did something to my throat and I couldn't talk. And I was trying to say to people, I can't talk, the chook took my voice away.
Is this a real dream?
It's real. Bronzy.
Excuse me. Your voice
is a chook. Is all the I'd be a little bit worried. Ow, I just gave myself a paper cut. That really hurts.
Oh, are you okay?
Oh.
Do you want a cuddle?
No.
Okay.
It really hurt. Even if Captain America got a paper cut, I reckon it'd hurt him too. They hurt you, no?
It's a paper cut. And you'll be on the walls of the
whole thing. When I started at Hope, I never thought I would be here for 10 years. Now, 10 years on, it would be really easy to stay longer. It's such a great place. But with much sadness and confidence, I know that God has other plans. My time at Hope is coming to an end. I'm finishing up here on the 13th of March, as I will be embarking on a new challenge with another ministry. Now, I will miss you, the faithful supporters and listeners of Hope, the wonderful group of people here, and of course, my unique and bizarre and great friend, Daniel Widdowson. We've got 3 weeks left. We'll keep doing our thing, and then I'll get out of the chair and let someone else have a go. Goodbye. There are no hard feelings. I will continue to be an advocate and supporter of Hope 103.2. And if you've been part of the Hope family for a long time, thank you for putting up with me. I will miss you greatly. If you've just tuned in, stay tuned. You've joined at a great time. The best is yet to come. I wish we all just had uniforms, the future, you know, where we all just wear these kind of stylized, futuristic overalls.
And that's overalls? All
yeah, gone is fashion. We're all just, I like that.
Okay.
And our sense of expression can only be expressed through our mobile phone cover. Minor birds, they're noisier than normal because it is...
Mating season.
Mating season for the minor birds. So just keep that in mind. You'll hear a bit more noise than normal from these pest birds. So
yes, but they're not just swimming to be annoying. We can actually interpret what they're saying.
No, we can't.
We can. Hey, lady miner, you want to go grab a coffee?
How come I'm the lady minor bird?
Come on.
I don't know. I'm sorry, I'm not interested.
Oh, what about a movie? Do you like movies?
No, I don't like movies.
What about a good minor chick flick?
Oh, is that the time? I need to go wash my hair.
Oh, well, you know where I am.
But it's true, and Wikipedia, yeah, you know, I want to find out more about that or that person. Most of us now just go straight to Wikipedia. It's become the thing to do. Fortunately, you can believe every single thing that we say.
You say hello, please, Aaron.
Hello, please, Aaron. Well, this is a come on. Comfortable. I'm not comfortable.
All right.
This chair's. All right.
Tell me when you're ready, Aaron.
All right. That's got to be normal. How much do the pollies really sit in there and listen to those boring speeches? The place is empty when the boring bits are on. Boring. Have you ever listened to Parliament during the debates and the speeches and the boring
Why would I listen to Parliament?
See what I mean?